This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
Welcome to Traveling to Bluegrass Uncut. On today's show, we talk with Kelly Beard with the Kentucky Beef Cattle Association about Beef Month.
So May's Beef Month in Kentucky and across the nation. So we're celebrating by highlighting our nearly 32,000 beef producers that are across all 120 counties by highlighting that end product. So sharing their story to consumers, but also celebrating the high quality beef that's hitting freezers, dinner tables, and grocery store shelves all across the state.
So what are some activities and things you guys have planned this year for Beef Month?
Yeah, we'll be doing proclamation signings with Governor Beshear as well as Commissioner of Agriculture Jonathan Schell in the next coming weeks to officially declare May as Beef Month in Kentucky for 2026. And then we'll be doing some spots highlighting some Beef Month featured recipes. We have four that we're highlighting this year, and we're really focusing on making sure that we can stretch our dollar with beef, take some ground beef, stretch it across the week, but also swap in different cuts of steak for different recipes. So we have a nice spicy Korean appetizer recipe, a foil packet recipe that goes on the grill, as well as a salad recipe. So no matter your taste preferences or budgetary needs, you can enjoy beef all year long, especially around grilling season. And we'll also be heading around a few counties in the state that are hosting Beef Month events to see what they're doing. But on our social media accounts, at KY Beef on Facebook and Instagram, we'll be highlighting Beef Month recipes, producer spotlights, as well as cooking tips and tricks to keep going even after Beef Month ends.
I think it's so important. May is Beef Month, and that's really the official kickoff to the summer grilling season too, isn't it?
Absolutely. No better way to end Memorial Day weekend, get your grills out if you already haven't. It's warm already this year, maybe a little cooler in the coming weeks, but it's still going to be great for grilling weather. But even if you don't have a grill, it's super simple too. A kickoff of just summer recipes that can go inside as well.
Our guest today, Kelly Beard with the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling to Bluegrass.